Day 13. Soothing the SERP.
You know, Marta, most of the time what you say comes out the way you want to say it, but once in a while it doesn't.
You mean like malapropisms and mixed metaphors?
No, it's like a weather forecaster I heard who said that tomorrow would be coldy and winder.
Great example. A slip of the tongue, they call it. Or speech error. People do it all the time, Patrick, including me, including you.
Me?
Yes. A couple of sessions ago, I remember, you meant to say, what was it? Has to be some similarity, but it came out, has to see some similarity.
Weird.
No, it's not. All you did was anticipate the S sounds in some similarity and change B to C. But you were aware of it because you corrected yourself. Sometimes particular sounds in two adjacent words get switched.
Did I do that too, Marta?
Not that I noticed, but how about these? A certain college professor intends to say to a hapless student, "You have missed all my history lectures," but he slips and instead says, "You have hissed all my mystery lectures." Then he follows up, intending to say, "You have wasted the whole term," but instead it comes out as, "You have tasted the whole worm."
That's hilarious.
Yes. That particular kind of speech error is well known. They're called spoonerisms. Sometimes the errors create words that don't even exist. For example, when soup is served comes out as serp is soothed. What's happening in this one, by the way?
I guess the vowel portion of the two words soup and serve got switched.
Uh-huh. And how about where it's just one word? Pancakes becoming canpakes, for example.
Easy. P and C sounds get switched.
Noted somewhere is the attempt to say, "My throat is sore," becoming, "My sore is throat," instead.
Ah, interchanging words this time. Throat and sore. And I just remembered, I recently heard one of my neighbors say the word muddle when he meant mud puddle.
And it gets even more interesting. How about this? There's documentation somewhere of the intended sentence, "I cooked a roast," being rendered as, "I roasted a cook." See if you can figure out what's happened now.
Wow, Marta. Well, for one thing, cook and roast got switched. And oh, both of them are both a noun and a verb. But with cook, the verb becomes a noun, and with roast, the noun becomes a verb. Is that it?
Yes, but is that all? What can you say about the ED?
Ah, now that you mention it, it's like the ED detaches from cook and floats over to attach to roast, which is how verb becomes noun, and vice versa. That's incredible.
Yes, and the incredible part is what has to be going on in the speaker's head to produce an error like this. Do you think the speaker planned the sentence by starting with I, then adding roasted, and so on?
Couldn't be. More likely he or she had the whole sentence in mind before saying anything at all. Otherwise, how could some feature late in the sentence wrongly show up early?
Sure looks that way, Patrick. And speech errors of these kinds are strong evidence that this is exactly what is happening when we open our mouths to say something.
Amazing. What can come out of our mouths by mistake?
One of the most amazing examples ever recorded involves the intended utterance, "Mary always dated shrinks." Shrink, of course, being slang for psychiatrist. Want to guess how it came out?
I don't have a clue.
"Mary always date shrinks."
Holy mackerel. I don't believe it. So somehow, the past tense ED of dated gets detached, moves over to the plural noun, shrinks, and shows up as what would be the irregular past tense of the verb shrink. But shrinks has to be a noun because it has the plural s.
How about that?